It's time for Live and Local here at KIOS FM, Omaha Public Radio. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for joining me today. Do appreciate it. Their official mission is breaking the cycle of poverty and community deterioration by partnering to create high-quality housing, thriving schools, recreational facilities, and other neighborhood enrichment amenities. I'm talking about 75 North Revitalization Corporation, and the chief operating officer is Sydney Franklin, and she's here with me today.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
A real pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
Well, that is quite a mission that you have. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of define for me, what is the area that you're doing this in,
sure.
and how do you do this?
Yeah, so 75 North, so we were organized in 2011 for one purpose. It was to strengthen and revitalize one neighborhood called Highlander in North Omaha. So roughly 30th and Lake. 30th and Lake is a main artery in the neighborhood. And what we do is within this kind of boundary geographic area, this neighborhood called Highlander, we have three areas of focus. People know us most for investments that we've made in housing. To date, we have constructed just over 100 units of housing, and really important in that is we use a mixed income model. So we're accommodating and attracting folks that come from a diversity of income levels. So those are market rate individuals, and then also individuals that may be low to moderate income. So
are those homes, are you refurbishing structures
brand
that
new.
Are there? Brand new
brand
from
new
the ground up?
Okay. From the ground up, yep. These are rental homes. So these are row homes, town homes, kind of walk-up style apartments, courtyard style apartments, really beautiful built. And though they are mixed income, they're all built to a market rate standard. So just really incredibly beautiful. Again, attracting a diversity of incomes there.
What's the second thing you do?
So the second thing that we do is we work to make Highlander one of the most well-resourced neighborhoods in Omaha. So for us, that's centralized in another development of ours, probably another reason we're well-known in the city is we've developed this facility called the Highlander Accelerator. And so that's kind of a state-of-the-art, really cool community development center and kind of enrichment center that's home to satellite campuses for Creighton University and Metropolitan Community College. So folks can come there and take English as a second language learning classes, adult basic ed classes, health and wellness classes. There's a coffee shop there. There's a technology lab called the Connect Space that is through a sponsorship. There's a venue space where people get married, have repasses, board retreats. It's just a really incredible campus. Lots of outdoor space, green space, access to Wi-Fi, just kind of all in one campus. And this is all adjacent to these housing units that we've developed.
And what's the third piece that you do?
So the third piece, and sadly probably the least well-known thing that we do, is 75 North is now at year five of what's called a community partnership agreement that we have with Omaha Public Schools. In 2015, the OPS Board of Directors unanimously approved this partnership agreement to reconstitute and strengthen Highlander's neighborhood school, which is called Howard Kennedy Elementary. So today, Howard Kennedy has a more robust curriculum, a stronger curriculum in math and reading and science. Teachers have supports, protected planning hours, and professional development. Kennedy has a longer school day and school year than other OPS schools. And so that's really central to our mission, is this education focus for both kids and adults.
Oh, that's amazing. Where do the funds come from?
So just like our housing mix, we have a diversity of funding streams. So I would say, 40-45% of our funding comes from local philanthropists. So a mm-hmm. lot of the kind of big name foundations that you might see around town that support a lot of the initiatives throughout the city, they've generously given to 75 North to make our developments, our physical developments happen, some of the programs that we do within the Accelerator building that I mentioned, and outside of the Accelerator building, and then also supportive of Omaha Public Schools and specifically Howard Kennedy. what allows us to offer subsidies for our housing is we use a tax incentive called low-income housing tax credits.
Mm-hmm.
It allows us to offer units at a subsidized rate for still working individuals that are living next door to someone that may be paying a market rate. Some of our commercial developments, we also use a federal program called New Markets Tax Credits that provided an avenue for us to build the accelerator building, which is a pretty expensive facility.
That's absolutely amazing. And we're down to about 30 seconds right here. There's a new thing called the dining room.
Yeah.
Three restaurants are going to be involved in there. And people can find out a lot of information about you guys, what you're doing. It sounds like you're literally putting life back into a neighborhood celebrating a community.
Exactly.
People who are looking for information on what is happening, what you can enjoy in the community, and how you can possibly help out can go to 75north.org. That's all spelled out, 75north.org. She's Sydney Franklin. She's the Chief Operating Officer of 75 North. And we return to NPR programming.